but nonetheless a great battle for you.
Absolutely. They deserve to win. They obviously scored the ball extremely well all game, but especially in the third quarter, they really got away from us right after the half. So credit to them. We wish we could have played a little better in the second half, but they're an awfully good team.
Still a great season to look back on. 2A state runners up. What will be the message to your guys, especially your seniors in the locker room coming up?
That we're just real proud of them. That we would like to win, obviously, but to get here is a great accomplishment. Almost every other team in the state would want to be where we are, maybe except for one, Park Tudor, that won it. So they've accomplished a great deal. It's a long road here and a hard road, and we're just happy for them and proud of them.
Coach, congrats on a great season.
Thank you.
Coach, second quarter there, you came back, and it was a tight game at halftime. Talk about the first half, and what'd you talk about going into the locker room?
Well, I just thought in the first quarter that we probably took a lot of shots that we normally don't take from spots or from spots and people that don't normally take those shots. So probably we're a little anxious, and just we wanted to do a better job of shot selection going into the second half. We did in the second quarter. That's why we came back.
And in the third quarter, just your thoughts.
They just were really good and made a lot of shots, tough shots. Maybe a lot of them we might not have been able to defend a lot better. They're good, and they made their shots, so we got to give them a lot of credit.
As you talked about, don't let this game diminish your season, but it's going to be tough to lose all these seniors.
Yeah, it's always tough to lose seniors, whether you got five like we do this year or one or two. We hate to see them go. They put in a lot of time together, and so we're going to miss them, no doubt about it.
Coach, thanks.
Thank you.
Coach, your thoughts?
On Jamar?
Yeah.
Well deserving. Great young man that competes well in sports but does well in the classroom. Excellent person outside of school. He's just a good kid. He deserves it.
It's nice to have him on your ball club, and it's always nice to have the influence that he has on the rest of the teammates.
Absolutely. If we had all Jamar Weavers, the world would be a really good place. Just a special kid. We're lucky to have him in our school.
Give us your thoughts on the ball game.
Thought that we competed really well. I think that the first quarter we took some shots that we would probably like to have back, but attribute it mostly to adrenaline and just the excitement of being here. I thought that in the second quarter we really got back to how we got here, and we took good shots and we worked together, and we're a little more patient on the offensive end. I think at halftime we felt like we were in a position to make a run and get into the game and give Park Tudor credit. In the third quarter they made a lot of shots. I think they might have scored 30 points or near that in the third quarter. Tremendous scoring job by them, and some of the shots I believe that we defended pretty well. But they deserve credit for making difficult shots. We're awfully proud of our kids for getting here. It has not been an easy road for them to get here. And everybody, any school here or any school in the state would change positions with us except for one. So unfortunately, there can only be one winner when you go through a state tournament. I think I'd have to really go back and watch it on tape to be real precise with my comments on it. But I do think that over that stretch, they really made some shots. And obviously, on a 13-0 run, we're probably missing some shots along the way to help. I would say most of our shots were shots that we wanted to take during that stretch, just because from the second quarter on, we felt that we took good shots, shots that are fitting our offense and from our personnel. But they made tough shots, and Blewett did a tremendous job really getting them into a comfortable spot. And once you get a little bit of a cushion, supporting cast players shoot the ball with a lot more confidence and a lot less to lose. So unfortunately, we couldn't keep it close enough to really put pressure on some of those other shots or make them mean a little more.
Coach, coming from the northern part of the state, how important was the schedule you played against NSC, NLC teams during the regular season your success in postseason?
Crucial for our success is our scheduling. We're very fortunate for the number of 3 and 4A teams that we get on the schedule and quality ones at that. I think it really prepared us. And I don't think we could make a run, probably win some of the games during that course, during that run, like Caminole, Cass, unless we had played against teams that pushed us all the way to the end. So our schedule helps, and we're grateful for it.
Jordan, can you talk about just what this season's meant to you?
This season's just been it's been a blessing to be a part of this team, and I just couldn't ask for better teammates or better coaches or just a better fan base, and it's just been an amazing season. It's been great to be a part of.
Coach, I know you had a special senior group here. Can you just talk about what they meant to your program?
Well, they all have. They've made it this far, and if you make it through, we know that you're a guy that's willing to work. You're a great teammate. And so we know just from being with them this long and what we demand from them, they're going to be really successful in whatever they go forward and do. With that said, we're going to miss them, and all of them. I know Jordan is sitting here with us, and one of the best point guards we've had at our school in a long, long time, and does a lot to make us better as an individual, but more importantly, he is a great teammate, unselfish player, and so all of our seniors, we are going to miss. Jamar Weaver has shot it so well, and especially going down the stretch, and just all of our seniors we're going to really miss.
Chandler, how much does this one, I know this is tough right now, but does this serve pretty big motivation for you next year?
Yeah, it was a good season, and we worked really hard to get here, so, it's hard to be upset about it, making it to the state finals, but yeah, we'll definitely have to all work hard this summer and get ready to step up for next year. Losing our point guard and a few big men and all our seniors, we'll definitely miss them a lot, and players are going to have to step up, and we'll all have to work really hard this summer to make it a good season next year.
Jordan, in the final minutes, the crowd starts chanting for you guys despite the score. Just what has it been like playing in front of the Warriors fans these last 4 years for you?
Like I said before, I couldn't ask for better fans, They're just extremely dedicated, and they come out and cheer for us no matter what the score is. They're always chanting for us, and they're always loud, and they're amazing, and it's just been great playing in front of them.
Are you going to play college basketball anywhere, Jordan?
Right now, probably not. I'm going to IU. I might try out for their team or something, but as of right now, no.
Chandler, you still want to grow productive with it, but how much does getting in the foul trouble that you got into compromise what you want to do out there?
There were some tough calls at the start that I would take back or change the way I played them if I could. But, every game has different situations, and you just got to overcome them and just play as hard as you can to finish off the game.
Jordan, you were matched up with Blewett some of the time. What were your impressions of him as a player?
He's an elite player. Honestly, there was a stretch there where I couldn't stop him. Everything he shot went in, and he's going to be a great player in college, and I can see him, going to the NBA, and he just got a really bright future.
Coach, what did you try to do with him, or how did you try to plan to play him?
Well, we had a few things that we wanted to do, and one of them was we had four guys that we wanted to switch when he came off screens and pick and rolls, and that's the way we started. Foul trouble kind of dictated that we were going to have to go with one guy on him, and that's awfully difficult. So Jordan drew that assignment, and I think he was there. He was right there challenging on a lot of shots, but he's a good player, and he made them. And they shot the ball extremely well today, and I just think you got to give them credit. It was their day. They made the shots that they needed to make. Another day, maybe a couple of them don't go in, and we can block out and board the ball and get a little momentum. But especially in that third quarter when they started hitting well-defended jump shots that deep, makes it really tough. They deserve credit.
Jordan,
What are the kind of things that got you to this championship game? Toughness? Toughness one of those things, you would say?
Absolutely. I think that our kids compete really hard, game in and game out, but more importantly, practice every practice. And they fight for each other. I think they're great teammates. Well, you don't see our guys getting in arguments with each other and that kind of stuff. They just compete hard together. They're easy to root for. I think that's one reason why you see our fan base. They're easy guys to cheer for. They're humble, try their best, do their best. I just don't know if you can ask for more from a group of guys than what these guys put out on the floor. I just think they're extremely easy to root for.
Questions, anyone? Gentlemen, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Coach, we have to come out this way. Okay.